Hey, welcome to Youth Ministry in New Zealand. This is a podcast we hope will equip, inspire, and uplift all those who want to see young people thrive. I'm Jasmine, one of your hosts, and what you're about to listen to is my co-host Tim and I having a conversation about who we are and why we started this podcast. We hope you enjoy.
So, we recorded a podcast.
We did.
And it was all your idea.
Apparently.
We thought a helpful way to start a podcast was to talk about ourselves. So, Jasmine, why don't you tell us a bit about who you are?
All right. Well, kia ora. I am Jasmine Vanderwerf. Yes, gotta get a last name. So I am from a humble town called Bunnythorpe. Right. My claim to fame is probably that I am the only person ever born there. Yeah, home birth, Rupert. But yeah, so I was born town, very small town, basically nothing there except a school and a power company. But it meant that I kind of grew up farmy, grew up very like laid back lifestyle. And then when I moved to Palmerston North, I stayed in that kind of Manawatu area, went to school in Fielding, went to boarding school. My parents moved around a lot as when I was a kid, so being in boarding school was a little bit more stable. It was kind of a weird time though, because it was like I was the only one that was a Christian there, and I was such a passionate teenager, like to the point where it was terrible. Like I was the sort of Christian that people were like, oh, get away.
She's not even kidding. You should hear the stories of things she did as a teenager.
I'm sure that all come out eventually. But it did mean that I was so passionate that I would try and like hold Bible studies for all my friends at bedtime to try and get everyone excited. And I would like buy Bibles for my friends and stuff. And so like for me, faith has always been like an important part kind of through high school, even through all the kind of struggles. So when I left high school, I was so certain that I was going to do nursing, even though I'd been doing leadership and ministry, all these things. And it was, I remember my youth pastor saying like, God has called you for something more than nursing. And I was like, no, I think it's through nursing that I'm going to do all these things. And he was like, okay. And then when I got a year and a half through nursing and I was like, I hate this. This is terrible. I'm so burnt out, everything. And then like through a month after quitting nursing, going through all the stuff, I went to my youth pastor and I was like, I think I need to do ministry. And he was like, yeah, this is what I was trying to tell you. Mm. And so I started doing my internship at the church that I was at, St. Albans in Palmerston North. I studied through laid law and I had this amazing time of coming to this revelation of like how much I loved being in youth ministry and how much I loved that God had called me there. And like for me, the half the reason I didn't like nursing was because I really wanted God to not be something that was just a Sunday God. Like I wanted him to be something that I could wrestle with through my whole week, through everything. And I didn't feel like nursing for me, I'm sure for other people it could be, but for me, nursing was not something that I could do that with. And so being a ministry, like it's still like such an amazing blessing that like my whole work gets to revolve around who God is and how I can share him with other people. So after I finished my internship, which was 3 years, so I did a full Bachelor of Ministry, I was like, oh, what now? I don't feel like I want to do ministry just yet. Like I can't be in a job yet. And so I went away and I did YWAM. And when I was in Mexico doing that, I was so certain I was going to stay in staff there. And then God was like, jokes, you're going to come back to Martin.
And so, the hub of the rangatika.
The hub. And so, like, being in Palmerston North, the only thing I knew about Martin was that it was, like, the place where all the unruly kids came on the bus to school and Fielding. Like, literally, that's what I was. And all my friends around here were like the naughty kids and we'd get up to all sorts of mischief if we ever came over. And so to come over here to work was like, oh, like, okay. But I was like, God, like, I'm really gonna like honor your call. And so I've been here for just over a year now. And it's been this amazing time of learning that Martin is like an awesome community. And doing ministry in a rural setting is an amazing thing. Like, I didn't realize like how cool it would be to be able to connect so easily with the schools, with the council, with everyone here. You know, the good thing is in Martin, if you do something good, everyone knows about it. Mm. I guess the flip of that is if you do something bad, everyone also knows about it. But that hasn't happened yet, so fingers crossed. But yeah, so that's a bit of how I got here. Tell a bit of your story, and then we'll talk about why we are doing this podcast.
Kia ora.
I learned very quickly how fast rumours spread in Martin on my first Sunday here, which was in February.
I wore bare feet to church.
And then everywhere I went for the rest of the week, to the supermarket, to the coffee shops, people would go, oh,
you're the new minister.
Bit of context. So, like Jasmine, I work in Martin, where I am an Anglican priest. I've been here for a few months, and I came from Palmerston North before that, and Wellington before that, and Sweden before that, and the Hutt Valley before that, and England before that.
Mm.
So I have lived in a few different places over my life, and I think that definitely shaped my kind of journey. I was shaped as an angsty teenager within a loving Christian home, where, like, you know, I deeply resonated with songs of people like Simple Plan, who, you know, had all this fame and fortune and continued to sing songs about how hard life was and how no one understood them.
Mm.
Story of my white privileged life.
I saw your hair. You had some great emo dreadlocks. Dreadlocks? No. Emo fringe.
I was emo before emo was a thing in New Zealand. I went to Sweden, discovered goth, and brought it back to New Zealand, much to the horror of Tawa College. I mean, I got into youth ministry a number of years ago through some pretty intense God encounters where he very clearly challenged me about the way I was living my life, about my purpose, and kind of brought into my mind some words of prophecy that had been spoken over me many, many years earlier. And so I kind of came to God at about 22, really, as quite a dejected convert, but stepped into youth ministry out of that because my teenage years had sucked so horribly and I felt so alone for so most of that, that the two or three people who'd really cared about me had made such an impact on me that I wanted to be able to share that with other people.
Mm.
I do remember vividly that 6 months into my training as a youth pastor, I had the sudden conviction to write apology letters to all my youth pastors.
Oh, that's so sweet.
One of them responded, he's based in America now, he responded and said, basically, thanks so much for the apology letter. My year being a youth pastor was the hardest year of my life. I moved back to America and stepped out of ministry as a consequence. Oh my gosh. Felt pretty bad about that.
Oh.
Yeah. So after doing about a decade of youth ministry in Wellington in some variety of contexts with the Anglican Church, I moved to Palmy where I did youth ministry and then began the process of training and discerning to become a priest. And I led a little community church. And for me, it was a step of development on youth ministry because I worked with young people and I really struggled with how limiting it could be to not be able to engage with the whole community.
Mm.
And so I basically became a priest and worked in the community church because I wanted to engage with teenagers, children, adults, the whole community.
Mm.
And that's been a really cool journey. And here I am in Martin doing that now.
Amazing.
And for those of you listening, so Jasmine and I actually met in Palmerston North.
And we're not married.
We are not married. Good caveat. Which is why you're a Presbyterian and I'm an Anglican. We met in Palmerston North because I was really good mates with her youth pastor when she was an intern. And so when I moved to Martin and discovered she was here, we were stoked.
Yeah. And we studied at Laidlaw at the same time.
We did study
at Laidlaw. So we did actually meet through...
It was like God was at work bringing us to this moment, to this recording.
It really was.
Yeah. So, and speaking of this recording, so the whole idea of a podcast about youth ministry in Aotearoa was a dream that you had for a while before I turned up.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the dream.
Yeah, so I'm like a podcast fiend. I love a podcast. I was counting the other day how many I have that I... like listen to. So I probably actively listen to about 20, but I have about 50 on my iTunes stream. So like I've listened around the block a bit to all sorts of types, but one of the things...
my three podcasts I listen to. Yeah.
Oh, such a newbie. But anyway, so I was talking to Gordon Fitch, who's the director of Presbyterian Youth Ministries.
Kia ora.
And I was saying to him, oh, you've got all these top 10 lists on your on the PYM Facebook page, but you don't have one for podcasts. Do you want to make one? And he was like, yeah, send me some links. And as I was writing out all the lists of my favorite youth ministry podcasts, I realized that none of them were outside of the US. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I'd kind of struggled with listening, because when I started in this job, I was like listening to so many of them because it was giving me life and giving me hope for this ministry.
Sure. Yeah.
But there's a whole bunch of stuff that they don't cover, which is so like classic Kiwi. I mm-hmm. mean, even the fact that their summers look so different from what ours do. So I talked to Gordon.
You mean you don't go to Camp America in New Zealand?
We don't have 3 months off in the middle of the year?
What?
What? But yeah, so I was like, oh man, we're missing out on so much. And I just said to Gordon very jokingly, ha, maybe I should start a podcast. And he was like, you should do that. And I was like, oh, what? Should I? Should I do that? And so I started like thinking about it for a while. And like, this is me to a T, like I'll just mull over something forever. And then I jokingly mentioned it to you in a coffee that we had. And then you're like,
in the coffee or over the coffee?
Over coffee, yeah, obviously. And then we started talking about it a little bit more seriously. And then it kind of just has come out of that. Mm. And, yeah, I'm, like, so excited for what this can be. Because I've been to so many, like, workshops and conferences in New Zealand with New Zealand people.
Mm.
And so there's this whole amount of untapped people who have so much to say about youth ministry, about ministry in general, that are not being able to be voiced wider. If you can't afford to go to one of these things, you're never going to hear these amazing voices. So,
well, even if you don't know them, eh? Like,
yeah, exactly.
There's a difference between the worlds, you know, like in the Anglican world, we have our sphere of influence and our sphere of people we get to speak, but there's some overlap with the Baptists and the Presbyterians, but also heaps of non-overlap.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So we're hoping in this kind of cross-denominational pollination that we'll be able to hear more of each other's stories and draw on the resources of a wider New Zealand context to really bless anyone doing youth work or youth ministry in New Zealand.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that this podcast is not just for the youth pastors. I think one thing that we're wrestling with, and we want to make sure that the podcast is as well, is the idea of what it means to do youth ministry outside of a youth group as well as inside. Because I know plenty of churches which have like two young people and they feel like they're not doing a good job because they can't have a youth group. But actually those two young people, as long as they're being ministered through someone, that is a youth ministry. So being able to talk about that sort of side of it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Are you excited too?
Terrified and excited, I think is the right term.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that too.
Yeah. It's okay. Our assistant bishop is fond of saying that if you're terrified and excited, it's probably of God.
Yes. Oh, I really hope this is. I'm sure God is going to do amazing things through this.
Yeah, we're sitting here in my study today and it's a blustery, windy day, but we are pumped. We have previously sat down and interviewed an amazing friend of ours called Eugene and talked to him about Māori tanga or Māori culture and Christian faith and youth ministry in New Zealand. It was an amazing conversation and we're really pumped to release this little taster, but also in the near future to release that first podcast and all our subsequent interviews. Sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening to our intro. We hope that you love what we're bringing out and we'd love to hear from you. Follow our Instagram, follow our Facebook at Youth Ministry in New Zealand, and
stay tuned for further updates.
Yay!